I will take time every day answering some of the questions that you may have left in the comments, or some of the questions that you maybe text me, WhatsApp me, email me, or that you some way of other allow me or send it to me, so I will seek to answer them. Now, I'm not going to promise that I will answer all of them, but I can promise that I will seek to answer some of them as we go along through the podcast, so that hopefully will help you. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Here we talk and share inspiration and education with some of today's most relevant and motivating leadership principles. Each episode is dedicated to highlight real-life leadership and influential principles based on Christian, Bible-based, and courageous leadership. Hi, I'm Juan Nuevo, and I am your host. I hope that you will be prepared to share my podcast with your friends and with your leaders. If you think that what I have to share and is of any help or of any benefit to any of you. I love to spend time with young leaders, young people that want to learn and want to develop their talent, their gifting, and their calling, and people that are going through a time of renovation is another thing that I like to help, and I like to coach and encourage them, and are in need of a moment in time. And that's why I call this podcast today A Moment in Time, because we all are living at a different levels. We are all at different stages and at different eras. We are all in different seasons, because we are all at different seasons and at different moments. Good moments, sad moments, bad moments, dysfunctional moments. We have moments of vision, moments when we come to the conclusion that the vision is not doing as good as we hope to. Moments of desperation, moments where we don't know which way to turn. We don't know what to decide, which way to go. What moments are you living in right now? Is it a good moment or a more endearing one? Is it a bad one? Challenging moments? And we all need to receive and review our moments. These moments are special and they are different for every one of us. Sometimes these moments come to us as a surprise, something we weren't expecting, and suddenly, right now, here you have it. Everything had changed. Everything is different. No more than ever, we can see with what is going on now around the world with this pandemic, how quickly life can change. It's a moment when I believe God invades our personal space, and maybe to ask us some questions. He brings us into our lives the incredible suffering presence of the Holy Spirit to guide us, to lead us, to help us, to encourage us. He comes to encounter us and to change us. He comes to change our character, and therefore to change us from the inside out. I believe that there are moments in time when God does encounter us. So during these and the next few teachings, next few podcasts, I will talk about specific and strategic moments that God may use to take us to the next level, to move us forward in our life, in our manhood, in our womanhood, in our young leadership positions, in our leadership, in our churches, in our business and in our jobs. My aim is to help leaders step into the next level, into a moment in time. This is open to everyone. It's not just for pastors. You don't have to have a title over your office to be part and to enjoy this lesson. I believe that everyone can and will find something that God will do specifically and will speak specifically to you. Through the season you are facing right now, God wants to use time. Here today in this specific podcast, and maybe for the next few ones, I want to talk about what I call a moment in time. I will talk about a strategic moments that change us, and one day we will be able to look back and recognize them as a specific moments. I'm sure that you may have many memories of moments that were a one of a kind, a once in a lifetime experience, a once in a lifetime moment, a moment when you had a turnaround. And your life and your ministry had been impacted in some way or another. All of us had a moment when life turned, but we need to recognize those moments are divine. But we need to recognize that those are divine moments. That moment when God stood next to you and changed things. I want to take you today to Isaiah 27:3. Isaiah 27:3, he says this: I, the Lord, watch over my vineyard of delight. Moment by moment, I water it in love and protect it day and night. I'm totally aware that the prophet is talking in a different setting. He's talking in a different set of circumstances. But I want to apply this to you. I want to apply this to me just for the sake of this podcast. But for today's lessons, we will look at what it has to teach us, to your personal setting, to your personal moment in time. I say, I the Lord, it says that I the Lord watch over my vineyard. I the Lord is watching over you. You are his vineyard of delight. We are the vineyard of his delight. And you are receiving the watering of love. And it is you that the Lord protects day and night. I, the Lord, I am your keeper. Every moment I watch over you, I keep watering over you day and night. I watch over it and water it continuously. I garden when no one else is gardening you, and I keep you safe. I am the God who has my eye on you to keep you well, to keep you watered, to keep you saved. I keep watching over you so that no one and nothing can harm you or damage you. I, the Lord, and I am the keeper of the moment, your moment. I am using this moment to keep watch over you with my divine sovereignty. I love the picture that the prophet builds here of a loving God setting his face towards his children with a hand for good. We are able to take this passage of a scripture and make it applicable to us because it gives us a handle to see that God has put his hands in our lives. And I love the idea that God has decided to watch over us every moment. We are talking about divine moments when God will step into your life and will create a mark and stamp. This can happen in many different ways. It can happen by a direct word and an impression, a direct prophecy. In the New Testament, the word of time is the word chronos. This is a time of the clock. We can control chronos time. And there is also the kairos time. This is a different concept of time. It's a different type of time. The kairos time is the one we use to understand the chronos time. The kairos time is the time of a specific moment. That day, that moment, that hour that you remember. That instant moment of significance and what makes it a significant moment is the divine encounter. Is that moment, that special moment in the chronos, that fixed moment of time which is remembered by a God moment. And a moment of favor marks you, changes you, transforms you. So much so that the writers of the manuscripts sometimes call it a favorable time, a time of opportunity, a decisive moment and opportunity in time, and a strategic opportunity. All of us have kairos time. We don't always recognize these times and appreciate them. We don't always put our finger on them and be able to understand them when that happens. It's when we look back in time that we realize that was a kairos moment. It's a moment that can only be defined and understood once we have gone through it. I think that the spirit of a leader is hungry for these moments, is hungry for these times. Specific strategic moments, significant moments. I personally think that the leader doesn't want to live a life based on chronos, but they want kairos. And deep down inside, they want that moment. They live for that moment, that encounter when God shows up next to you, when God turns up and says, throw the fish nets to the other side. That moment when God turns up and shows you that you have more to live than to live by yourself, for yourself. I want you to learn to discover these moments throughout of your life. There have been and will be divine deposits that God will make, divine moments when God comes and puts something into your life. That moment, that instant, is what makes great leaders. You see, we can't copy someone else's deposits. You can't get these from someone else's and think of a or hope it will work for you. Now, I'm not saying that you can't learn from others. You must learn from others. I'm referring to that deep down personal encounter that will change you and will make you into a person that God wants you to be. That moment when God comes in and changes you, you need to find and discover who you are, what your specific gifts and talents, your special signature. What is it? What is your calling? And that's what makes people want to follow you. People want to see that God has marked you, that God has visited you, that you have thrown the nets to the other side, that you have been at the Mount of Transfiguration, that you have been in the upper room at the foot of the cross. They need to be able to see that the vision of the night has come to you, that your life has been changed because of that moment of God encounter. And a strategic encounter moment happen in the life. We need to be aware of these moments, because 1 minute is all it takes for God to visit you. It maybe does it with seconds. When we learn these, we become people of the future. People that carry a divine charge, a divine change to the future inside of us. And this will create a hunger for more strategic moments for our lives. I hope that you enjoy these, and I hope that to see you next time. Don't miss my next talk as we continue on this exciting subject of strategic moments in our life. I want to invite you to become a part of the growing community of Christian leaders that are listening to this podcast. Visit my webpage, jnuevoa.co.uk, and sign up to receive updates on upcoming podcasts, conferences, and future events. I love to see people learn to become calm, confident, consistent, and courageous in all aspects of our lives. I'm also available as a speaker for your next event. I am a qualified life coach who specializes in practical leadership coaching. I love to inspire everyone to live, think, and act like a leader, which is based on timeless, proven, ancient principles and common sense. You can get more info. Visit my website at jnuevo.co.uk, and I hope to see you again next time on the next podcast. Thank you. Bye.